Welcome to the January 29th, 2020 Port of Kingston Commissioners' regular meeting at the Village Green. Comments from those in attendance will be allowed upon recognition of the chair. Please identify yourself by stating your name. If you'd like to be added to the agenda for a future meeting, please contact the port office at least one week prior to the regularly scheduled meeting. Please submit your documents and or presentations at the time of your request. I'm calling this meeting to order at 1:01, and we're going to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I believe it's behind the wall in that room.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I like the Pledge of Allegiance.
Have you both had a chance to look over the agenda?
I have.
What was not having in front of me yesterday or emailed today.
Yeah. You want to just take a second?
Yeah. I got it.
Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I so move.
And I second that.
Any discussion?
No.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
We're going to move on to number four, which is officer adoption. We normally have in the commission a chair, a vice chair, and secretary. And this last year I have served as chair. And I am officially turning over the celebratory gavel to Commissioner Heacock. You don't have to use it.
Why, thank you.
So Steve will be running the meetings from this point forward in 2020.
Excellent. Thank you, Commissioner. Okay, we will go on to the next item of business, public comment period. As we have no current public in our meeting, we will move along. Item six, the consent agenda. These matters are routine, will be enacted by one motion of the commission with no separate discussion. If discussion is desired, that item may be removed from the consent agenda by a commissioner. I entertain a motion for adopting.
So moved.
Second.
Excellent. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so we have then in that line of documents the approval of the December 18th regular meeting minutes. I did go through all of the minutes and felt that they were accurately represented. I'm not sure if you guys did too. They're kind of consent agenda items, so.
Yeah.
You know. Okay, we will move on then to action items. Review and approve updated port conduct of business policy. Let me go through and find that.
I know.
Warrants.
Exactly. Financials.
Oh, there we go. Let's see here.
Here we go. Is that it? No, that's accountant's report. I don't think we have it.
It's at the very, it should be at the very, kind of towards the back under Act 7A.
That's 7B. Oh, there it is.
It's got a cover sheet on it.
Sorry. It's got a cover sheet on it. That's why I passed it.
Oh, I see. After the profit and loss and balance sheets. Agenda item 7A.
So the change is there's a secretary to the board. That was something was just kind of a,
good to know.
A construct.
So it's just chair and vice chair?
Right.
Oh, good to know.
There's a board chair, vice chair, secretary.
Right.
But there's a board secretary. But there's no secretary to the board. You already have staff.
Right.
And we all serve at the level of the commission.
Of the commission, right.
Thank you.
So the wording was changed from secretary to the board just to executive assistant on some of that. And then
right.
We also changed the meeting to reflect, it said 1 o'clock, and so we changed it to alternate between 1 and 6 o'clock.
Oh, excellent, yeah.
So that means I don't have to do anything now, right?
Right.
So it's kind of
Cool.
Well, that's great.
So if we were to say we're in compliance with everything that we have.
Yes.
Right.
It's not perfunctory because people can find fault, right?
Yeah, it was just a few little tweaks, nothing.
Yeah, I like your wording in the meeting part.
Oh, good, okay.
We're trying to just kind of go through and march through as you guys are recording and discussing. We haven't really started going through the resolutions. So in some cases, if it is very specific where the commission says, oh, I want the executive director, okay, to have this authority, or do I want Greg Anglin specific to be? Because if it's an individual, then
right.
We have to go, we're really not compliant with a lot of things. So mm-hmm. This is how you draft these things. And it does, and then also then it prompts a review so that we can also maybe go through and just like have it all, make sure everything is current with any changes that might be out there legislatively.
Right.
So we'll go through through this year, we'll go through all the resolutions. Some stuff is like, you know, sometimes people have taken laws off and they're no longer applicable. So it could be that we get a resolution.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Well, the only thing I saw was the meeting thing, and you guys corrected that, so that's really great.
Yeah, it's good to have that clarification on the, you know, we don't have a specific secretary to the commission, which is very helpful. Yeah, excellent. Okay, well, we have an excellent explanation of that. I think I'd entertain a motion to
so
adopt.
So moved.
Excellent. Great. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Excellent. Okay, and next, oh, I should have saved my place here.
It's the last thing.
There we go. Right. We have a contract for discussion and approval for the analysis of the bathymetric survey data contracts for dredge project. And Greg, do you want to go over that real quick?
Sure.
Thank you.
So this is, so you'll see if you read through, if you look at this whole document, the commission even asked for some historical data as well earlier. So what there was this presentation of PowerPoint that was put together by Coast and Harbor Engineering. There's that, you know, but it gives you a pretty good summary for what we're doing. This Coast and Harbor was acquired by Montgomery. So this is kind of similar to what we're going to get an update on, but they'll take all the historical and you'll see the map. So you give a time series analysis on the dredge project. What I'm asking for here is we'd already asked you guys to approve to have the bathymetric survey conducted.
Yes.
Now this is for, because it's really, they're all related to this dredge project, I could have broken them out, but I just want to be sure that the approvals are all in place with the commissioners, rather than trying to break it into little components.
You're right.
Maybe the auditors don't like that.
Yeah.
It was all part of one effort. So I'm asking for a total of expenditures of about $32,000, which this will go up to a not to exceed amount of $15,000 to get all the data from the dredge, the bathymetric survey.
Excellent.
Collated into a time series over, I think, four different periods where they did sampling. Mm-hmm. And so then that'll give us sort of a time series analysis for what's happening with sedimentation from the whole bay, but especially Carpenter Creek.
Yeah.
If there's any effect, if we can, not only can isolate only the Carpenter Creek, is for the whole bay, but for the marina.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've also now established a snapshot of all of the submerged lands for the port.
That's great.
The whole port management agreement area.
Yeah.
In 2020. So
right.
That's kind of a,
so then that also includes outside of the passenger only ferry area,
yep.
Inclusive of
Saltair Beach.
Saltair.
All the way
yes.
All port management agreement.
Excellent.
Land.
Excellent.
And that includes so Washington State Ferry, Waukeshot,
yeah.
They have an area under their lease that's submerged lands. So that yeah. included that. We're sharing the data and all the analysis with the Waukeshot, Washington State
yeah.
Ferries,
good.
As well as we'll share with Kitsap Transit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's.
And the tribe.
And the tribe.
We'll oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Point no, it might be good to also share. Sometimes the Point-No-Point Treaty Council group is excluded from that. I would suggest adding them because they're a little bit different coordinating group for tribal activities.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be good to include them too, yeah.
So are we also going to share this with where we're going to have a meeting eventually with the Navy?
Yes.
I believe it was?
Yeah. You know, I'm almost of the mind, you know, just open source it, but
yeah.
You can put it on the website, we'll post it, but you actually need to reach out, so I'm,
yeah.
I'm sensitive what you guys, what the commission direction, because you
right.
really want to make sure nobody falls through. So if they should, if they might be interested in it, Stillwater.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
You put it out there,
uh-huh.
It's data that they can use in the line.
Yeah, yeah, right.
If it can help anybody, mm-hmm. Or anybody just interested,
yeah, I good.
Why not? I think people can be informed. They might be something different, could have helped them.
Yeah.
You never know.
Right.
But if it informs people of objective data, it gives us, you know, at least 3 or 4 point, 4 points every year.
Yeah.
So you can see what's occurring, certainly in our marina, but also in our all submerged lands. We don't have historical data, though, for the whole submerged lands. It's only for our lands we have that. But this is really, you know, when we did the bathymetric survey, that's larger than the previous bathymetric surveys, larger area.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good, though.
Yeah, we should definitely have it. Because I, you know, we can do other, there might be other opportunities and uses for all those submerged lands. It also goes towards whether we have those buoys out there, you know, mm-hmm. what's the water depth, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
I'm
excellent.
Asking for approval and the commission for this additional.
Okay.
$15,000, but it is $32,000 total.
In total, right.
That we're not to exceed. 32.
I like the idea of bringing it back, even though in separate form, it was, yeah.
It's being transferred.
Authorization, absolutely, yeah. Okay, well, we have a contract before us here. And did you have questions?
Yeah, yes. I really just have a comment.
Yeah, okay.
I think in sending out a memo to Stillwater's Navy, good to copy all of them on the same one so they
yeah.
can all see that they're all getting it. And I really like the idea of the Point-by-Point Treaty Council. I think the broader thing
yeah.
makes ongoing relationships
yes.
in a broader context.
Yeah.
And I think it would be good to move there given how interested so many different tribes are in this fishing area.
Yeah.
yeah.
So.
Well, and then as well, you know, with the idea that recent court decisions have kind of opened the door for fishing rights outside of the typical normal and accustomed, that just opens that up a little bit further too. So,
yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we have a motion before us. Oh, we don't have a motion yet. I'd entertain a motion.
Second.
Excellent. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Excellent. Next, here we have the financial report as an item. We have the October 2019. Where is that?
Just put it in the warrants.
Yeah. There we go. Oh, here's the October.
So this is October, November. December now, this hasn't been audited by Carson.
Right.
So we'll present a summary of all the results at the February meeting.
Okay.
Since some of it has to do with just availability of both Carson staff as well as our controller.
I thought that the man that we talked to who recently took over said that he thought that we would have them have already looked it over by now. Did something happen differently that made it October and November not get looked at by them? Did they not, were they not available?
Yes. So we were also, you know, transitioning towards working with different staff currently, and we set up a little different reporting structure within
okay.
our contractor.
Okay.
Oh, here I see their letter in the October is from December 5th.
Do we do
and
a
then,
motion?
Oh, yes.
Will we discuss or not?
Well, I think,
October,
though.
November, but we don't have December the final, and we don't have January.
This yeah, appears to.
December and the final.
At this point, these two items for October and November seem to be just informational for now, right?
Oh, okay, so it's not a motion.
But they're not here to, let's say,
Thanks.
Right.
So it, did Wendy clarify, we've kind of, yesterday when we were talking at the meeting about those items on the budget that I was questioning, so it was basically, my understanding is it was basically that the actual budget that was set just was not as accurate as it could have been at the time to foresee what was going to happen this, yeah, the last few months of the year. Okay, so that pretty well answers the questions in reference to the three things that I had asked about, which were parking, service charges, and property rentals. Okay, just want to make sure.
Yep.
Excellent. And then item C, we have the preliminary December financials from 2019. And why don't we just take a sec here. I did eyeball that, and I didn't see anything that was jumping out at me, but we just take a second to look at that. The profit and loss.
I think what will help too is what we're going to try to do is we're going to amend some of the reporting, so you'll see month over month the budget.
Yeah.
And then it'll convert to actual, and
yeah,
be able to see budget versus actual. I think it'll have more time. I think it'll be helpful. I do think that even in our budget process for this year, given that we've departed so far from previous estimates, you know, previous budget efforts,
yeah,
that I felt like the actuals for this last year is what we're basing on a budget going forward.
Right.
We established like a $3.2 million budget estimate, which is that's a pretty aggressive goal, I think, you know, all things considered. But what would be helpful is that even for staff is if they see month over month and you see the budget and the actual, then you compare it to last year as well,
mm-hmm,
then you see what the cycle is. And one of the cycles that you're gonna see where there's a lot of variability in revenue is from guest mooring, for example.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And it's incredibly seasonal when you look at the actuals for this last year. Mm-hmm. So, I'm talking 1 month we did almost 30,000, and then other months we might be down 2,000 or 3,000.
Yeah.
So it's huge, so it affects our financials substantially. Mm-hmm. So, the Harbor Mastery, Carpenter, and myself, the staff, we're looking at how we can change maybe our business model and attract more business during those down periods and fill in those valleys in our revenue.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that occurred in December was I said, hey, we had a really good year. I don't want to defer maintenance. If there's things we need to do, just like the bathymetric, survey and that kind of thing, it's imperative we do it, as stewards, which is one of our values. And for stewardship, we just have to do some of these things. So, yes, I could have pushed it over into January into the next year. People try to play that game. I don't believe in it. I go, you need to do it. But we had a good year. I think we're estimating it would be a little over $500,000 of net ordinary income.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, we just need to move forward on these things, especially when staff, if they come to me and they say, Greg, this is our recommendation. We really need to purchase this pump, or we can refit this pump now. They're saying where their best foot forward, so I said, okay, let's just move forward now. So you'll see under here that the net ordinary income is down $15,879 in December. So that is something that, this coming year we want to correct for that. On the other hand, mm-hmm, partly because we expended funds, and I knew that this was going to happen, but I know that we also had over $500,000 of net ordinary income, so I said, I'm not going to defer it to January just to make the numbers, try to make the numbers look good.
Oh, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I just said,
right,
let's get it done.
It is what it is.
This lull, mm-hmm, because then in the first quarter, there's it's a little bit slower period for business. So we have to get a lot of stuff done before we hit the summer period when, mm-hmm, it's too busy for the staff to get things worked.
Right, right.
So that's the thinking here.
That's
but
good.
But as we go forward, you'll see the numbers and the different spreadsheets. So you can do some future look at it.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you.
I don't think this is really hard, even for me. I'm kind of lost. I have to look at a trend, and then sometimes what I found, always professionally, the quarterly, our business cycles run almost very, very accurately on a quarterly basis. On a monthly basis, it can be hard to predict. Like, you get a $10,000 expenditure or $5,000 or a few $5,000. It throws 1 month off.
Yeah.
But between the first quarter, that's the business cycle.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be still, you got to watch it and really track it month over month. And I really appreciate Ray and the staff, and they, you know, they come forward, they have a lot of really good ideas. Tori Grant and our new maintenance guy, he's, you know, him in between him and Ray, I think Ray's pretty happy. And, you know, he came forward, for example, on the fuel pump and said, look, we can refit this fuel pump rather than buying a whole new fuel pump, which would have been like $7,000.
Oh, right.
You know, he said it doesn't look as good, but it'll be functional, yeah. Refit it. And in fact, when they had all these inspections being conducted too this in December. Mm-hmm. So all of these things go towards making sure we are operating effectively.
Excellent. Great. Thank you for that. Okay, item 9, public comment. And we've got a public comment. We've got a kind
so
of member of the public
for
and partnership.
I told you 1:30, but okay. I'm going to tell you what I have on my list.
Can you state your name?
It's me, Kate Kennedy, the first.
For the record.
And I'm the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you, Kate.
You're very welcome. So first of all, I just want to thank the entire board for your support for the Chamber. I've only been here just over 4 months, so not very long, but coming in, I realized that we really needed to step up our game and sort of redirect the focus of the Chamber onto business and economic development and tourism, since we have a visitor site, and we weren't actually focused too much on that, and we lost some of our members, and we are trying to go forward with a new program, and my board has been really supportive, and once I gave them sort of the outline, they really came to terms with the fact that we could really grow and be really effective if we changed some important things. Mm-hmm. So with that, I looked at our budget and I said, how am I going to do this unless I mortgage all the blood in my body, because that's about all I have. I moved here and took this job, and I've been living on my savings. So, I really realized I needed to have some partners and figure out how we could work together, and the port obviously is the biggest partner in not just Kingston, but the entire cog of the Development Key. Mm-hmm. So if we're going to step up and take that position, then we needed to change some things, and we needed some dollars to do that. So I approached Greg with the plan, and so that everybody knows the plan, we're really going to focus for you guys in marketing, economic development, and tourism. So I have a lot of plans, and that takes a lot of volunteers, but I can tell you that my last chamber that I was the CEO mentor and continue to be, they started out with 2 employees, and they now have, you know, 4 employees, a 20-member board, and 200 volunteers.
Wow.
And that's only been about 9 months. So I realize that the area is smaller, but we had a lot of the same issues because Airway Heights is a tiny little town too, and it was sort of a drive-through town. So while we didn't have a port, we basically did have kind of the same situation where people were just driving on, and they weren't using it as a focal point of their destination journey. So with that part of the marketing, I took a look at our website and found that our website really isn't effective for doing the things that you guys need in your marketing. And I went to my board, and we were having some issues with our current web developer and just the way the site was, and we needed to upgrade. So with their permission, I looked into that, and I'm really happy to report that we're going to have a really marquee site where we can highlight you guys as our visionary member, and also for guests that are coming, and the entire region. So I hope to have it be really classy looking, and we'll have the directory online, so we'll have links to that, and
excellent.
We'll have automatic updates and links as far as like if you have articles or things that you're writing. I saw Greg, you're doing the lunch thing, that can be on there. So we're really excited to be working with you on that, and that will roll out over the next few months. So it's a big process to redo that, I was a director of IT, so I could probably do it and it would still take me that long, but we actually found someone really quality, and that's something that we really need to do, so that's something that will help you. As well, we want to work on economic development in the entire region, and I've been out of town for a day or two. I flew to San Francisco and New York, and I was able to meet several big IT companies and CEOs from Seattle. And I sat down with them, and I haven't even had a chance to tell Greg, but they agreed that they would look into possibly relocating here in some part of the region.
Wow.
Either with a satellite or their actual business. So we're going to continue those talks. I'm working with New Kayet to sort of formulate that, and they will actually be the other visionary member. So it really brings in a lot of support and money and dollars for us to be able, and you guys are kind of the first people to know, so if you can kind of maybe keep that on the download to be able to tell everybody.
This meeting's being recorded.
That's okay, but just so that you know, you're not alone in helping us out.
Right.
And also, we look forward to those relationships and extending those to you as well.
Yeah.
And then thirdly, tourism. Mickey and I will be going to Seattle on the 12th, I believe, of February to meet with the Russell.
It's the Washington
concierge.
Oh, right.
He is really super excited because he sees a lot of benefit because, you know, some of the other areas are already established and he doesn't get a lot of feedback from them except for, you know, just either tribal or one or two sort of business entities over there, or KEDA, or, you know. And so he's super excited that this little point over here of Kingston is actually going to, you know, move forward and work with them.
Mm-hmm.
And they see it as being really key. So we're going to be working with them. And then on that note, I'm also, some of the IT people that I spoke with this last few days, they are super excited about supporting, you know, maybe a fuller time fast ferry. And they would be able to support dollars.
Okay.
And so that's something that we want to kind of take as an initiative too, which those are big, big things, but you know, nothing's too big. You only live once. So those are some of the goals. So I wanted to let you guys know that we're really appreciative of the dollars, but that's some of the things that we're going to be using, as well as you guys will be co-branded on our site, as well as the things that we're doing, our events. We're lowering those to 4 a year, and we're basing those on what our chamber C6 says we must do, and that's on business and development, and then the trickle down to better the community. So with limiting those events and then possibly working on some bigger events with you guys, I think it will help us to really focus on where we can do better. If we just keep doing things the way they are, I don't think we're going to grow. And we have found financially, it's not financially sound for us to do that. And there's so many groups in town, and I appreciate everything everybody does. So I have no doubt that we're all going to come together and make it wonderful. But so with that, I just wanted to let you know about the alliances and the several partners that are coming on board. They all believe in us. I've spoke highly about all of you as well, being our first partner. And so we want to get started with the advertising and just let everybody know that you are our first visionary member. So I do have a packet of what those benefits entail, and I will get that to you, I promise, no later than Monday. I have it, but I need to have it printed.
Oh, right.
A few things done now that I have the approval. And we've already gotten started doing several things with the funds. So it's just been a month ago, I was like, I'm going to be sitting in here for 80 hours, and I'm probably not even going to get a paycheck at some point. And, you know, then I was like, this is just great. And then I realized, you know, we have a lot of power. We did this with our other chambers. I have done 5 different chambers, and we felt like these relationships where you guys can help form policy and also help us drive the economy and vice versa. We just felt like that was a hand in hand no matter where I was.
Yes.
So this relationship is really good. And we've extended to our members that this doesn't mean the port is our favorite or New Kayette's our favorite.
Yeah.
It just gives them the same benefits that they always had,
yeah.
but you guys get a greater level of involvement. And I do want to stress that it's only going to work if we have an engagement both ways. So we'll do whatever you need from us and vice versa. Like, we won't ask you to do a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
But I think the involvement by you and just letting people know will help grow that and foster that relationship.
Excellent, excellent.
So we want to get a picture of all of you, okay. if you want to, with this big check. So this came in a huge box that was about 3 of these chairs. It barely fit in my car, and then I realized, oh, thank goodness, it's not that big. I've banged on this like 5 times, and I've
been redoing it. Wow,
but anyway, so I created this. We didn't have a black marker, but I created this, and I can't tell you how excited I am to have our first visionary member. Like, even my other chambers are like, we love you. Like, we are so proud of you. So, which is funny because in the other chambers, I was the one that's like, brought up, rolled this out, and they're already doing it. And I'm like, guess what? We're doing it.
that's
but,
great.
You know, for me, it's like I'm the little underdog now. So,
you're a good company.
Yeah. I mean, they're so excited for us. They're like, I just can't wait to see how well Kingston does. And so it's so fun. And being in San Francisco and New York, people are like, where's Kingston? Mm-hmm. You know, like Seattle, where's Kingston? And I'm like, you know, it's just a gem. So we're getting the name out there. And it seems like everywhere I go, I seem to meet people, thank goodness, from the Lord that I just have the ability to meet people and get that out there. So,
yeah.
So if you guys want to,
yeah.
Here we go.
Line up, and then I think what we're going to do, Mickey, is we'll take 2 pictures. We'll do one of you.
Yeah, I think so. That, maybe against the trees, like by the tennis court, kind of like that. I was thinking. What do you think of that?
I think we should have everybody.
I'm looking.
Okay, so
mandatory?
Yeah, so I'm doing it. Come
yes.
on, Ray.
Come on, Ray. You've got to be in the. In, just
well, no,
just
turn
on
NBC
News, CNN, and BBC. So, yeah.
Yeah. It probably will.
I
just want
to
know if we can Photoshop it if you don't like it. I know we went to Coffee Oasis, and on my thing, I have a little filter because it's a timed.
Yeah.
Video one, and Daniel Kuth was like, I don't know, I look too good in this picture. I said, well, sorry, it's just the way it'll film good. So, who wants to hand the check over to us? Who'd you do? Greg?
Greg.
So, you'll just hand to that end.
Well, I'm going to check it out.
It's because it's big money.
It is heavy. Okay. And then we'll just, we'll stand. Can you stand right now?
Like,
we don't
want
to block
everybody.
Steve
is so
much taller than
me.
Get
going.
Thank you.
for the 20 other people that we'll get. No. I really appreciate it. I appreciate it from all of you guys. I'm very appreciative. I couldn't be more happy to be working with you guys and get this going, because if we get a fast ferry and get it a faster fast ferry, more, a few additional runs.
You get coming Sunday. It fills out.
Sunday. We've heard a lot of that.
Not just a commute.
It's definitely going to be a selling point of the IT companies that I talk to. They're like, if you can make that happen and we can support it, then they're like,
it's a no-brainer.
Exactly. It's a natural. It's a natural transition over here. In fact, we looked at when Expedia was going to come in over there. There was a work group, right? And they were going to go to 91, just taking over the old Amgen facility. And so we were talking just privatizing it, because there was plenty of demand. They could just go like this. I said, well, maybe we'll just do it ourselves, because we have so many people that live on this side of the water. Mm-hmm. And part of it was just because, well, they track different people around the country. So if you come out from California, they could go to Seattle and they could probably take it. But other people would want to live on this side, because
one of the CFOs was like 40, he's like 42 or 3, and he was like, people my age, I would do it. And he would, he's like, I totally would commute and like it to have a place that's away from Seattle, where it's like a haven.
Yeah.
But I can't really say too much now, because I have a meeting with them again on Monday with Mikhail. But what I'm thinking about developing is like way big. I mean, it would bring a lot of business here and still maintain the, beauty and the growth. It would just be, we would get those dollars and, that those people wouldn't necessarily live here, although it'd be great if they would move here, some of them. But it's not something where we're like, bring the masses over, and then they're going to stay and trash the town. I think it's something that everybody could live with, and so I'm hoping it goes through. Yeah, it's going to be cool.
If you're going to approach Kitsap Transit about this, I think it ought to be a joint approach.
I won't. That's a ways off, because I still would have to get those commitments. But definitely any kind of transportation, I would love to you guys.
Yeah, if you could.
That's not my forte, but I did tell them it would be something we would need to increase. So that'd be good. We'll be totally in, with you. And as a partner, like I said, you guys have the ability now to, attend things and help form policy, because that's what we want. We want the involvement of our partners to really help our board understand what we need, and you guys are all very qualified, so it's just more leverage that we have to make that happen, and just be a little bit more professional. So, not that they weren't before, just...
What's your sense of what you've gotten that far, events you might keep on the last
weekend? So we turned over the concerts in the park, but I think we're going to co-brand that this year, and we'll for sure work on the marketing and the, all of that with you guys as well. But we, 4th of July isn't ours, obviously.
Well, it was handed over to its own specific committee years ago. So we haven't done that in a while. Windermere handles Kites Over Kingston, so we haven't had a hand in that since I've been involved.
We have gems, so we'll always have one big community. We'd like to also, do businesses next year too, because we kind of have to focus on them as well. But we'll always do one big thing where we're just putting it out for the community. And then we'll have the wine walk, which we want to make bigger, and we'll have Christmas Cove. And we really don't have anything else planned at this point as far as any big events. We're looking into getting some marquee events, but we're just taking it slow to see how are we doing with these.
Well, and with the demise of the Kitsap Festival, or the Kingston Festival, I guess that's what it was called.
Crabs Festival.
Yeah, the Arts
Festival.
Last year was the last year.
Yeah,
and they'll honor their scholarship commitments going forward, but they're not gonna, Emmy was very adamant that she did not want to lead it another year, and nobody else would step up and take it. So that was
definitely
60 years, and
we're definitely looking at, I brought up Hoop Fest. It's still kind of on the table as far as like something that we could do here. There was some talk about how there's not enough room altogether, but that's you could definitely do it.
But it doesn't scale. But it's always hard. You either gotta time the bump, else business, and then you can do the investment.
Right.
But if you gotta, it's not cheap to do, you gotta do something.
Yeah.
So it's tough.
So we have to take a risk.
There's always reason why.
Yeah, there's gonna be, I think we're just gonna have to trial and error. I mean, from the board, my board's perspective, it's not like we've made tons of money on our events or even like had a huge impact other than Christmas Cove, as far as huge, huge numbers. But I mean, all of our events will bring,
We've cut it off and we could actually have it bigger, but you know, then we would need more volunteers, more people to kind of manage things. And we've been tossing around some ideas on how to move that forward, grow it, and have it become more of like a seafood and wine festival rather than,
And the tribe now has, they bought into the seafood so we can work with them, which would be a great partner. So that's why I kind of asked them about that. And then, you know, as far as other events,
we need a fall event.
And we need to draw those people like for conferences and conventions. And I actually, in San Francisco, there's not a lot of places that aren't hugely expensive to stay. And I stayed at a boutique hotel that is not a brand, but it was just amazing and beautiful, and the service was wonderful. And that's something that that particular company, Sage Software, was like, it was actually Sage Intact. They were like, we found this hotel because it was a boutique one, and it's something I think like over here would go over really well.
Oh, yeah.
But a conference center, conference people, or you know, we need that because I think people would come over and do that. And those type of events we want to look more into too. We're gonna have a CEO roundtable, and you know, invite more people to come and look and see, you know, what kind of events could we have rather than just the same ones, you know. And I've been looking. I have some mentors that are on the East Coast that are small towns, have ports like Mamaroneck and those areas, and they, you know, have ideas. So I'm keeping my ears open, and I'll bring whatever I have.
You guys definitely expand the line walk. I mean, we had that conversation.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of pushback, I know, from a couple of people that were on the board that they didn't want it to get any bigger at all.
Yeah.
But it really.
It was all pre-sold, sold out.
I mean,
at least it generates, the tough thing is some of these don't generate income.
It does generate income, doesn't it?
Was the most income as far as income without.
Not just for you, but for
businesses.
And the participants as well. I mean, they're selling their own goods as well.
Yeah.
And then even like Hollywood's are the Centennial differently. Anybody had maybe a purpose that was more commercial.
Yes.
Then we probably would have actually had no problem. And the weather was really crazy fast on that day. But still, even how bad that weather was for the pancake breakfast, we expected actually to be on it. And we would have, I think, hands down, if it wasn't coming. I got there, you know, it was dismal.
Yeah.
It's just like this, only worse.
Yeah.
So, but you know,
and not in January.
But this becomes, this becomes a destination for a lot of people. Just this is so nice. If you live in Seattle, like I used to live in Edmonton, I come over here. I know a lot of people actually come over here regularly.
Yeah.
They come over customers. Every taco night over in Las Vegas. They come for all the concerts. They come over and live in Edmonton Shoreline.
They don't buy a place here. This is just their weekend destination.
They come over on the boat. They have some food. They poke around town.
They ride a boat. They said, you know, it's so great. And so, but there's things we could do that would hold. Because ironically, like at Dyson Group conferences, I would literally stay in Seattle. A lot of times people have to stay in Bellevue to go to Seattle, or stay in Seattle to go to Bellevue for conferences. And then also you have the Amazon and all these, some of the bigger corporations. actually really significant budgets for team building stuff like we did. Yeah, like this, so it, but you have to market this facility. I didn't even know, I lived down in Cambridge. You know,
team building, that would be great.
It's a showpiece too.
Right, what you brought up. So, yeah. But it's like, do you have market for conferences? Or, and then also like the getaway, if we have anything, because I would stay here to commute downtown where all the conferences are booked. I mean, often they're booked. So, like the facilitator, he goes, I was trying to book, I ended up in Everett. And so.
I'm going to revisit the hotel demand study that was done a couple of years ago.
I read that. Yeah.
And just see what we can point out that has changed,
right?
So that we can say, okay, it's a different world.
It is a different world. I mean, when they did this study, we were barely coming out of the recession that we were in. Housing prices hadn't really started creeping back up again.
No fast period. They also didn't know that I did the occupancy kind of guesstimate for the casinos, which goes to where that would be a natural partnership where we start promoting things.
Sure. There
would be more demand for them than for both of them because they have lodging and activities.
Yeah.
And they use this as a hub to draw from. And they're pretty, they're pretty approachable and pretty engaged, but they have to have like the point. And maybe not as hungry because they have pretty high.
Well, they do. That's one of the things that just really sitting down with them last week, I found that, their rooms are full. And even for some of our events, they're not available and they're full. And I think that,
people stay there.
They're in the same position they are with a chicken and an egg, which comes first. It's like, do we build or do we wait until they come? But I think they're moving closer to different ways that they can get people there, and then, definitely interested in working in how many heads more do we need, and what do we want to get. Now, the other casino, they've got that, they know, they've got the numbers down to, I always think of my friend who owns a Mexican restaurant, she knows exactly how much cheese costs for every tiny little speck of it, and it's just phenomenal. And she does really well. They do real estate too, and she's just unbelievable. But they're like that too. It's like we know exactly how many heads we need, and they're not building anything big right there. But they plan on it. But I mean, they're kind of the, let's look at them and see what they're doing, where they have a lot more traffic.
And one thing about this is that you literally don't need transportation. Like, they can come over here from either downtown Seattle, and they have a fast ferry. And I don't think that when they read that, it was kind of cursory, actually. I mean, maybe there's a lot of information behind that. I read the study. If I could just review it again, I read it again because Jerry brought it up to me. And so I read it again. But I didn't really see it. And there was a lot of assumptions in there about occupancy with the hotels and what are the projections. Mm-hmm.
Dilapidated place in the middle of town hadn't burned at that point, and people would stay there.
She said, "I remember that. I stayed at that place."
I think just the image too of just working together. I think something that's a little less political, but a little bit more. Let's actually do some of these things and in the lighter, like around like this, rather than, in the 104, those are tough work groups and I sat in there. Yeah. But I think, it's like, just like there, we have to, it's nothing bad, I'm just saying. We have to pick something and do it. We don't have the option of not picking those and not doing it because we'll just run out of money.
Yeah. Right.
And so that's basically it. I actually love sitting on the group and I think they do well, but
I think you're doing a fabulous job.
Thank you.
You really are.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think Kingston is like, if you live here and you're on this side, you're gonna, there's a significant awareness. Mm-hmm. As you go out very far at all, it becomes it all these, like, even the Eglon is Eglon centric.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's interesting when I'm in the communities and I go out, Hansville is Hansville centric.
And Indianola is like,
same thing, yeah.
This is Indianola.
But they're all still,
are Indianola.
But Kingston is the pitch part of the club. You have a state ferry and you're up and you have the fast ferry now. And so anything we can do to help supplement the fast ferry. And, the more momentum we get, even if we take a, you know, it's how you do with a development or whatever. You can take some risk, but you can secure your risk through security, like you're bonding it. So they, you know, so they, even if you get something and develop it, they have to prepay, in a sense. They're insured against it.
All right.
So you say, hey, you have to give me at least 2 years of revenue. Mm-hmm. And there's a bond against it, and you just do your projections, and then you go through it. But we would take less risk, and you just kind of have, you already have to find an anchor tenant to have the concept. So
yeah.
This is a special, I mean, we're, you just almost can't.
It's gonna
you can't
pop.
Be Kingston if you're Eagle. You can't be Kingston if you're Eglon. And
but
you can't be Kingston if you're Port Gamble.
They're all dealing with the same issues
yeah.
that we're dealing
yes,
with here. And to kind of segregate ourselves into those little cliques rather than all working together
yeah.
to move the issue forward.
I like your idea of expanding out.
Well, and we
you know,
have
to the
because the chamber,
well,
it's actually our
yeah.
charter, is all those outlying areas. And they've
yes.
complained. They've said, yeah, they're like, you're not just Kingston, right? You're not just downtown. You're
yeah.
not just Kingston. And that's something that I want to put
but
out
Kingston
there. That's not what we're
maybe,
focused on.
You know,
but yes,
a hub
of course.
For business with, you know, local arms that go out,
yeah.
right? Yeah.
We're like the gen
I mean,
right at the beginning, and we need to be able to filter that traffic enough here, enough there, enough there, but we can't do it if we're all individually working.
No.
So Port Gamble is willing to sit down with me. There are retail people. I think it's next week. Jenny was setting that up.
Yeah.
And
okay.
so I just
and
reached out to her.
Jenny on the
board
is...
She said they weren't like, you know, because they have so much going on and they also have their own connection, you know, to the tribes. And she was like, but I see what you're saying because we don't necessarily want to form our own chamber either. It's something they could do in the future. But I was like, that'd be silly because the ferry is coming in right here, you know, and this is the main part. And I think we don't want that perception that, you know, we're just the drive through.
Well, you also, you're not, it's just like the ports when we were at that meeting. You're not stronger by being fragmented.
Yeah, exactly.
So the thing is, you just have to admit that you're not cannibalizing one another. You're actually trying to grow.
Right. Like,
yeah.
They all have similar goals, similar focus, and
right.
similar issues that you're fighting against.
That's
and
right.
to work together on those, we can all learn from
yeah.
each other.
And we'll have a much bigger area. Mm-hmm. And well, then more people, too, you know. So.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it'll be good.
Really appreciate it. Thanks for coming out, Mickey. Thank you.
Yeah.
That was
great.
Oh, I just
kidding.
Yeah.
yeah, no, we appreciate you guys. So we'll get, assuming that you're keeping like the same, or using the same logo and everything, we will, you know, update our system and stuff as we, I'm just working on it. We just got the board on it. So we're kind of being held hostage with our...
Right.
website right now, but I will try to get that on there, and then I will present all of you the printed material so that you
right.
know what we're giving the visionary members. And then again, it's an open, you know, we're just writing it, and I invite you to write it with me, please, because that way you guys can help me know what you need from us
right.
as well
right.
as a visionary member.
Thank
so.
You. Yeah,
all right.
Thank you.
New
website, people.
I can't say yet.
We haven't finalized it.
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay. We'll know when we're meant to know.
We're
right?
almost
yep.
there.
Just
almost.
About.
So
right.
close.
Great. This down here.
So that public comment period did good. Took up to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
it's most
important
for something.
Let's
write
that
in here. It's warm in here.
I have to go back to work.
Thank you for coming,
awesome.
Mickey.
Have fun.
Bye.
Thanks, Mickey.
Okay,
thanks,
so I take my check.
That'd just be great if you show up the bank with something. Like that.
Oh, absolutely. We
people
were talking about that.
It down
yes. la, 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 la.
What's that girl doing?
Get that check out of my wallet.
Enjoy.
Thank
you.
Thank you so much. Okay. Well, we're coming back out of a public comment and that presentation from the chamber. Just for the record, that was also Mickey Monroe. That attended with Mia Kate. Okay, we're on to commissioner reports. Do we have any items to report?
I don't. I'm going to defer to Commissioner McClure.
I think the most interesting thing that I can report on from this month is that Greg and I attended the All Ports meeting.
Yeah.
And on Monday, and it was as meaty as it could be, and with really useful report, although probably oriented from a place on the political spectrum that assumes all government is awful. But the recommendation that we look at the WPPA's legislative list pay attention to the various bills that are under consideration, I think they're, from the description of the bills that he gave, I think it would be really useful for us each to take a look at it and write our legislators. Some of the things looked like they would be really challenging for us. Because I think the assumption is very often, if you don't come say something about it, then you're fine with it. And there it goes, again. And they never listened. So that I thought that was interesting. There was also a really interesting presentation from, although a little more of a conversation than a presentation, from James Weaver, who is the director of facilities at Port of Bremerton, and who, Ray, I have to tell you, is almost as happy in his job now. He used to be a planning director with all of the politics of that, a regulator, etc. He's a happy man doing what he's doing, making it all work. So anyway, he's interested in doing joint marketing among all of the ports in Kitsap.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to hearing more detail. It's a pretty simple program about you go visit all of the ports, but you don't have to create a passport and then go somewhere and prove you've been everywhere.
Right.
You just get cute little, his concept is rubber duckies.
Yeah.
You're a rubber ducky. Every marina has its own rubber ducky. Yeah. Rubby ducker. How's that? Anyway, as he gets that moving along, he's hoping to actually do it for this season.
Great.
He's already got it in play for Port Orchard and Bremerton, which are their two marinas. And Bremerton Marina is, what did he say, 97% fill rate?
Yeah, he said virtually.
It's pretty close, yeah.
When I remember for years, it was empty the time.
Yeah.
And they've done remarkably well in terms of vitalizing that marina. And so I'm just always glad to spend time there.
Yeah, that's great.
And I would like to see us write a card to, what is his name? The guy who runs the meetings and said he had some health challenges. Jack.
Oh, Jack Bailey.
Yeah, thank you. And who's really worried about his health right now. He's had some bad things happen.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I would sign it.
Well, that sounds good.
That's my report.
Well, to piggyback on that, I actually had a meeting with my other hat on now.
Right.
Just this morning from one of the commissioners from Eglon who had come into the office.
Which one?
And was asking,
Tim?
No.
Dave?
No. The other guy.
Must have been the other one.
I'm blanking on his name, but I apologize. He came in. We had a discussion about their ramp. That's really kind of, in disrepair. It may still be functional, but he was looking at what he needed to do permit-wise to get that going. I said, we've got this small ports thing. Piggyback on that. And I asked him to drop me an email, and I suggested that he could just come on down, and I said, let's connect, and we'd
we'd like to be able to help if we can help. We're certainly, this is what we've been talking about with the small ports, exactly this kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, to help you with, if you need a shoreline exemption permit, hey, we can probably help you figure that out. So,
yeah.
And he didn't really understand the permitting process or any of that. I kind of went over it real briefly with him, and he was a super nice guy and very appreciative. And I felt it was a really interesting kind of, you know, segue into what we were just talking yeah. about in our last work session.
Mm-hmm.
So, and as well, it seems like the Port of Indianola may also be interested in joining that effort too, which would really be cool.
Did yeah. you reach out to them too?
I did indirectly with their architect who's doing...
Oh, how cool.
They're redoing a portion of their dock, and they actually have to get a shoreline substantial permit to do that activity. But Connie Record, who actually was helping here with the Complete Streets project, and then I had bumped into her at... to segue into the other thing that I was involved in was... the Highway 104 realignment project that DOT had the open house for.
Mm-hmm.
We had made some good connections, I think, with some of the planners at DOT about a potential concept of expanding the roadway even further east so that we might be able to have some additional holding lane capacity. And they hadn't really thought about that. And I said, you know, and talked to other people in the public about that idea, that concept. It's like, this is the time. We're buying land. Let's look at this now. And so I made some good inroads, I think, with some of those folks. So
excellent.
I think we should carry on with that effort.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was really, that was really good. That was, about a week and a half ago, I think that meeting was. So right after I got back, it was like, do you have anything for good?
That
the
was
order?
Very good. I attended that too, and yeah. The open house was very good. It was interesting hearing the people up on the hill are a little bit upset, but it was really interesting. When I talked to you about it at our work session, you had said that the roundabout, they were going to make sure that it stayed clear, that it was, that was the purpose, and that would probably suffice for the emergency vehicles, not just to mention the people that are up in that
yes,
area coming
exactly,
down and
right.
then going up. So I'm hoping that someone there, because I just listened to what they had to say mm-hmm. and didn't really say a whole lot because I was still learning about what the whole roundabout thing was.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I hope that they got some reassurance in reference to that.
Yeah, I think so. Seemed to be anyway, they thought. Yeah, Mary.
Going back to your comment about the small ports concept,
yeah.
I just wanted to also share that James Weaver mm-hmm. Commented that because he applied for that job. I don't know.
Oh,
you wouldn't know that.
Oh, okay.
What job?
His job.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh,
right. And right. he said he felt we had a wonderful executive director, that yeah. he has learned so much yeah. and borrowed so many
yeah.
pieces of material and written documents and oh. appreciated it.
You mean our current executive director?
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
Right.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Current.
Oh,
this guy.
Yeah.
He was like, "You did good. You made the right choice."
We did. We
didn't need any OJT, which is
yeah.
where James would have been involved.
That's very good.
He'll be a director someday, but he's doing what he's supposed to be doing right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's doing a good job for them, though.
Oh
yeah, he is.
I have
oh,
to
yeah.
say, Bremerton's definitely changing, and I even hear it from other people in other ports about Bremerton.
Mm-hmm.
There's a buzz about Bremerton
yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cool.
Because
I remember going there and it was freaking
actually
empty.
Got wait
yep.
lists for certain, excuse me, Greg. They actually got wait lists just talking with people down there for a lot of their slips down there. And I know me being a Bremerton boy for 35 years, they've actually been beautifying it downtown and making it actually
yep.
a nice, nice place to go to, which is exciting too. So.
Right. Excellent.
Also, we're looking forward, all of us, I believe, at this table are looking forward to Friday's legislative breakfast
mm-hmm.
at the Point Casino.
Yes. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, we've gone to commissioner reports. Let's go on to staff reports. We have staff reports at this time.
We've got some fun things going on. We got the regatta coming up here. I'm really excited about that. Greg and I have been kind of helped supporting the Mr. Kirshner and Rick and Rita and everybody else. That, you know, and I'm really excited about that. We so far we're offering our assistance any way we can. We got a lot of sandwich boards. I've been encouraging Rita that maybe she, if she, you know, actually I went with Jerry Kirshner the other day and told him that if, as soon as you guys need him. Like I said, Greg's been really supportive. You know, we've offered to put it up on the reader board for him.
What date is it?
And, you know, whatever we can do, it's going to be the 29th leap year, Saturday.
Oh, right.
Oh, September?
Yeah.
February 29th. Yeah. February 29th, at the port.
Yeah, so I reached out to the fire department, and hopefully we can get their vessel out there to help, you know, watch the outside perimeter of the forest, along with our sheriff's department. And we've worked with the Coast Guard, see if we can get their boats out there too. So, you know, just to try to protect all the kids that are involved in this too. So we've been actually partnering, Greg and I, with them as far as whatever we can do at the port to help out.
Right.
And so Jerry's going to be calling another meeting soon, and so we can make this a winner. I'd really like to get this on permanent here every 2 years, you know, for it to be Port of Kingston, the destination, and make it a bigger, bigger place. So that's exciting for me to hear that. And number two, we actually been partnering with Department of Natural Resources recently. They're one of our golden government agencies right now. That tugboat that everybody likes to see out there in the cove out there, the 93-footer, they had a meeting yesterday with them, DNR and the person in charge. And we actually had the assistant attorney general went out there with the sheriff, the police force for Department of Natural Resources, and they're putting their influence on that gentleman that if he doesn't leave the cove within 30 days, they're going to take ownership of that boat and they're probably going to arrest him. So, because he hasn't been playing by the rules out there, just so everybody knows. It isn't something they like to do to bully him around, but that boat isn't in very good shape, and the last thing we need is for it to, you know, have high winds hit it and all of a sudden we got a mess out there again. So they're going to use their influence with, you know, whatever help we can provide, because they did a walkthrough. You know, they wanted to walk through, and they actually were really impressed with the Port of Kingston and the structure that we have, the voters that we have, everything's following the rules. You know, and like I said, Greg's definitely, you know, telling us we need to be consistent with every voter down there. It's a tenant down there, so that's what we're doing. And we did a walkthrough yesterday, and boy, they were really impressed with what we're going on. But they spent 2 hours out there with that gentleman, Mr. Williams out there, Robert Williams out there in that boat. And he doesn't always like to play by the rules, so he came from Oklahoma, where he's from, and he bought that boat for $5,000 from an attorney out of Bainbridge Island, thinking it was going to be his forever home, and they're going to take it to Alaska. Well, he was in Liberty Bay for a year and a half, went to Brownsville, and ended up here.
It's so, that boat.
They're just really worried about the it falling apart out there, and then all of a sudden we got a huge mess out there. So,
yeah.
Port staff has been doing really well. We're preparing for cleaning up the port, the docks, the perimeter of the marina, and that's about it. Everybody's pretty happy right now, and I want to thank Greg. He says he's keeping us all, you know, focused on what we need to get done, and you guys, I got to tell you guys are amazing. So thank you for everything you do too. So.
Thank you, Ray.
Me, there my turn.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I have a question.
Yeah.
The advertising on the reader board, I know there was in the beginning of its operation concern about who was going to get it free, who was going to pay. So would the regatta...
That regatta would be sponsored by us. So we're trying to help co-sponsor with them, so working with it and... you know, being a co-member,
yeah.
It's like Jerry was asking, he said, well, you know, because we were talking about putting reader board, and like I said, that's why I'm checking with Greg to make sure that we're okay with that, make sure we do it by the rules that we're set forth. But
okay,
I put that,
that
out there.
Opens...
It does, correct.
To the chamber, to anybody that we are partnering with.
Oh,
so we should just be aware.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm very concerned that we
That's
get,
a good point.
Yeah, I mean, that was just
that
something I was throwing
conscious
out.
Of... who we're favoring as we go about doing our partnership.
Right, So. And that would be, you're right, Mary, on that too. I guess I didn't say it far enough, but that was something Jerry said that he would be willing to put the Port of Kingston's name on things out there. So that would be one way that we offered is often did, like you said, by the rules. So.
It wouldn't matter.
Is the 29th, is February, when was the last regatta? What time of year?
That was 2 years ago in February, too.
In February, okay. Yeah.
But we had nicer weather then, though. We figured that one out.
Well, we've got a month for it. Yeah.
We often get nice weather in February toward the end.
Yeah.
Very, very frequently.
I apologize to you about that, too.
So my question was, I know that we've all talked about it in the past, at the opportunity to walk the docks.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we could set up some time within the next month for Ray to walk the docks with us and Greg on a Tuesday when we go
maybe
down.
The next work session.
That's KRCC, I think.
Oh, that's right.
So maybe after that, in February sometime, we could walk the docks.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Thank you.
Fun, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can show us all the little secret things.
Walk the dog.
My turn. So we started a couple weeks ago. The chamber gave us the luxury of booking the bands for the Kingston Summer Cove concerts.
Right.
So they sent us over a list of, you know, some past bands that have come, and so with Greg and Ray, we've been, you know, listening to some different music and trying to figure out what bands we want to bring in, and we've got most of our weekends full. We have a couple more to fill, but lots of interest to come play, so that's been really fun. And then we're working on cross-training, you know, some different admin tasks, and working with Wendy on some cross-training, and then eventually get everybody's training plans updated for the year. We did some IT training today, and working with Greg on making sure everybody gets their training started. So,
great.
That's it for me.
Are they going to have the same naming for concerts on the Cove, or? They're talking about just saying the same thing.
So it's going to be marketed, so they're going to put more time and effort into marketing events so that we get a bigger draw.
Yeah.
And that's not something that we're, you know, as strong on. And that goes to also like in looking at the website to try to get something where I was planning on already, you know, trying to develop a different website. Our website is a little much more oriented really towards compliance and regulatory distinction information.
Yeah.
I think it'd be more user-friendly. And then one thing that came out of the, you know, it's hard. I mean, even I have to struggle to go to figure out who's on first a little bit. But so you just want to, you know, so it's really user-friendly. And they can get to the information they just really quickly. But I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying we could be improved. But it isn't necessarily oriented towards customers, building business. And also, it's not really oriented towards really a lot of community stuff.
Right.
So what I talked to Mia K. Kennedy was, well, I'm not expert at that stuff. If we could work together on that, where she's already was going to be developing a commercial website for the chamber and for businesses to help segue and direct it to the businesses, we want to just be able to, as part of economic development, you want to be able to actually reach out to all these community groups so that we attract people here, we attract businesses, they understand that there's this whole volunteer infrastructure. And that came out of the Kingston conversation last year where they said, boy,
right,
we had kind of
a hub. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Chambers really focus on business. Mm-hmm. Ports are a little bit more holistic because it's tourism, but it's also economic development and people and how to navigate Kingston. Mm-hmm. So what the concept was, I said, well, if you're already working and you have somebody that you believe is going to be really do a great job, it doesn't, you know, maybe we can just expand that scope or we pay for a portion of it and have it, for us and for the community.
Do that
here.
Effort, yeah.
Because it's not in their charter to do some of this other work, but it is in our charter.
Yeah.
It's in our scope, right?
Yeah.
So who's operating the tent during the concerts at the Cove?
We're going to recruit all sorts of different individual groups, and some of them historically have already done it. So we're partnering with all those folks as we have in the past.
For the chamber, did it normally change each month as to who did it, or was it a regular?
They have, they've got all sorts of different groups that did
okay.
it.
Yeah,
they
had
Kiwanis and Rotary
and Kiwanis.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to lead that up. So operationally, which we usually end up doing, actually, to be honest, an awful lot of that. I said, I would really like it if somebody who is really exceptional at marketing that also can start using technology, which was a lot of feedback I got this past year from Nancy Langwith at the Yacht Club, where she's been working with the North KITSAP Tourism Coalition, is to act, you know, that was successful if it was a sustained effort. Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm hoping that they can bring business and bring demand and start building more businesses.
Yeah.
I think that's where we're going to really, I think that's going to help, because we already have kind of this stuff set up.
Yeah.
It's not, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. And we were administering to an awful lot of it in many ways. So it's just a small expansion on our.
Yeah, right.
It's almost really, it's almost easier actually to be in control of it. To be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting those food trucks too is probably going to be really.
We have all that. We're getting that totally dialed. So it will, I think it's going to end up being a better experience for the customers.
Yeah.
And then we can focus on generating demand.
Yep.
Because what we want is heads. We want people here. We want people in town. And they want to build awareness of Kingston and all it has to offer.
That new Suquamish Fish Market.
Yep.
They might be interested in.
And that was one of the things we talked about. We're always so, and that's that goes to me and Kate Kenny's earlier, because we did, some of the feedback was, look, you represent everybody in this area.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Chamber.
Yep.
And the same goes though for the board. We actually engage people from Indianola, from all over around here, even up into the peninsula, Jefferson County, people commute through here. So there's an awareness of Kingston, but we need to. We do have a port district, but we offer, you know, economic development throughout this region.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that's what we're trying to do, working on it.
Excellent.
And then using conversation, and that was to create a hub. Yeah.
Thinking about what me and Kate was saying, or what we're saying, might be of value to approach the Metropolitan Park District Board of Commissioners and suggest that we get together in sort of a workshop format and talk about where they're heading. They've had a pretty narrow focus just on this facility, but I think that may be shifting, and the reality is the Parks and Trails group, I mean, there's a number of different things that I think some of their people are off doing, but separate from the MP from Metropolitan Park District.
Right.
So maybe it's time to, like, bring a little jazz.
Yeah.
And have some conversation with them.
Have you ever gone to one of their meetings, Greg?
No, I haven't.
That would probably be a good
When are their meetings? Yeah.
They are, I don't have my phone here, I can tell you when they are.
Oh, right.
There was one just recently in the evening.
Yeah, my
I can't remember.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a totally good idea to after you got that actually to have a workshop. Like that's a great idea.
I went to one of theirs a few months ago. It was like 6 months ago or so. I went to one of their meetings. I wanted to check it out.
Yeah, great.
I'd be happy to go with you. I know many.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Well, yeah, you're friends
on it. Yeah. They've got a lot of folks, well-known folks on there. Board. Okay.
Tara, one thing I also wanted to suggest.
Yeah.
The Kingston Public Market has weekly music, much of which is not really appropriate for the concerts on the Cove. It's much more mellow.
Okay.
But I can give you the person to talk to, because there are a couple of groups that just get everybody moving and are kind of favorites. And
yeah, I'm keeping a list. So,
And
if we end up opening any more dates, even for yacht clubs or anything like that, so that'd be great.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Last thing I was going to say was, is that the community meal was a huge success. Thank you, everybody.
Oh, I wonder about that.
Thank you.
It was absolutely amazing. And Laura. Greg was in the back kitchen just knocking out them dishes, man.
I was in charge of him. He did really good,
It was a lot of fun. We had over, 115, 135 people.
Oh, that's great.
After all the meals were sent down, it was 160.
It was great.
Yeah, it was absolutely a tearjerker. I just was so proud of everybody.
That's great.
Yeah.
Excellent.
It was fun, too. It was really fun.
It's a good timing, I think, for us all to be together, too, in the kind of the dark of the winter to get together with our partners. And
I think you said it was one of the best attended, or maybe the best attended community meal.
Yep.
And again, also the Ale House, both Kim Francisco and Andy Bynum and sorry, I don't remember who it was, like the sous chef or his, the other employee, but they basically are getting an alehouse meal.
Yeah.
They do.
It's all the marinara, the bolognese from scratch.
Yeah.
And so they're getting an alehouse meal. They had a beautiful, like, fruit, you know, fruit plate that they brought out.
Yeah.
And, dessert, and they really did a nice job with everybody. There was a little bit of ballroom dancing, which I don't know if anybody was expecting that, but it was pretty neat.
It was pretty unique, I'll tell you.
A little foxtrot action there.
It was cool. But it was really nice. I got to, you know, I got to know the Turners. They were members of the yacht club. He was washing dishes and alongside me, and then, yeah, I thought it was just such a really neat, it was a beautiful evening, and I did do a little talk at the yacht club, and I got to thank them for all of their support. I think Nancy and their group, they kind of, for how many volunteers, I think the board had, how many do we have, six or eight?
Yeah, we had eight, I think it was, yeah.
Eight volunteers, and they had, I forget how many volunteers with the yacht club, and then we had, of course, three people from the alehouse, and they cooked and did all that.
Yeah.
And they brought their pots back. We kind of, you know, Dave was scrubbing those up a bit. Then they go take them back and clean them. It was just really nice. It's a lot of work and effort. They donated the food, the alehouse did.
Yeah.
I think people should be aware of that. You know, I mean, that's out of pocket.
That's kudos to them.
Yeah. Stuck around and cleaned up the whole kitchen.
And Laura did a beautiful job. She should put me on her part, and she's being very nice.
That's right, I had.
Yep. Next time it's my turn.
That was meaningful. Thank you.
That's funny.
Thanks to everybody. That was really cool.
That's great. Thanks for remembering to mention that, because that skipped my cog, if you will. Okay, we'll move along here. Item 12, we've got the next regular meeting announcing here at 6:30 at the Village Green on February 26th. And I think that's it.
Good. Motion to adjourn.
Entertain a motion. Yes.
Awesome. I make a motion to adjourn.
I second that.
Very good. All in favor?
Aye.
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 I'm not going to be able to get
time.
It is 2:23.